It was early Sunday morning before the sun, brilliant rays flooded the garden where the tomb was located. Mary Magdalene and her friends were grieving. No one ever expected it. An empty tomb and a risen Savior were completely outside of the frame of their reference. Jesus had told his disciples, his mother, the friends, all the followers, time and time again, that this very event would happen. Yet none of them believed it. On Good Friday, the message from the cross said, "It's over." They saw Jesus die. They witnessed the pain and agony he endured. They watched as a soldier pierced his side with a spear. The hope and the promise of the Messiah was destroyed. Christ was defeated. They laid his lifeless body in a tomb. A heavy stone was rolled in front of the entrance of that tomb. The tomb was sealed, and a detachment of soldiers were stationed to guard that tomb. In the early Sunday morning, Jesus' followers returned. They left Friday night filled with incredible loss, grief, and hopelessness. I wonder what Saturday was like for them. The archenemy Satan had won the most decisive victory in history. And everything was lost. So these women are coming to the tomb early that Sunday morning to finish the job of properly burying Jesus. They're so grief-stricken, they haven't even figured out the logistics. They don't work for NASA, let me tell you this. They hadn't figured out how they're going to roll away the stone. You see, hope had died in their hearts, along with all those who saw what happened. And hope was replaced with fear and grief. And that was Friday. Today's Easter Sunday. And as I reminded everyone on Good Friday, a lot can happen in one day. The gospel for this morning, Luke chapter 24. But on that first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. Now imagine, they're expecting the worst. They go in the tomb, it's empty. The stone has been moved. The seal has been removed. That's punishable by death. The attachment of soldiers aren't there. Mary got to be thinking, what in the world has happened to my son? Is this like just insult to injury that his body's been stolen by his enemies to further desecrate it? Are you kidding me? Or maybe his lifeless body was taken for some other reason. Verse 4 says, and while they were perplexed about this, the images in the mind, their mind has been racing. Where's Jesus? He's dead. And behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as these ladies were frightened, they bowed their faces to the ground. The men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? What a strange question. People don't go to cemeteries looking for living people. They're not looking for the living. They saw Jesus die. And so they've come to the tomb that early morning with spices and an ointment to properly prepare his body for burial. They were going to bathe and anoint his body. They were going to close his eyelids. They were going to touch his face for the last time. In a last gesture of loyalty and love, they're not looking at anything living at all. They're in touch with reality. They're expecting what anybody else would expect to find in a tomb, a dead body. So while their minds are completely focused on death, these two men stand beside them and are talking about life. Expecting to find a dead body, they find an empty tomb, but a heavenly revelation. And they ask, why do you look for the living among the dead? I can't imagine the reaction of the women. Who are you? What did you do with Jesus? And then, in a very powerful statement, the two men reveal the mystery. Jesus is not here. He has risen. And these words announce a new reality that would not only change their lives, but ours today. They stand there in shock and fear and disbelief. This can't be true. This is too good to be true. And then the angel reminded them of Jesus' words that he spoke to them in verse 6 and 7. It says, remember how he told you, Jesus, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. And then the text says, and then they remembered those words. Like light bulb went off. The women experienced something they never thought they would experience. They not only remember Jesus' words, but now it's been combined with a new reality before them. Christ is alive. My fellow redeemed, my brothers and sisters in Christ, what we are celebrating today is the central defining event of the Christian faith. You see, Jesus shed blood on Calvary's cross, and his resurrection on this glorious day means that we can come together and live every day in his forgiveness. The empty tomb means that death can't hold our Savior, and that we can walk constantly, daily, in the newness of life. His presence among us means that we can know victory in every situation we face. And his love means we'll never have to face it alone. That is the message of Easter. Hope is here. So the question was asked of us in the video introduction. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do we seek life and things that lead to death? Do we really believe in this Easter? Why do we look forward, or why do we look for a Savior in all the wrong places? We want to live life to the fullest, but we chase the things that ultimately kill us. So my question for us today is, are we living like Christ is still dead? Are we living like Christ is still in the tomb? Are there times in our lives when, because of our struggles and our challenges and our trials and woe is me, we live like Christ was still in the grave? I want you to know, everybody here today, single, married, widowed, divorced, separated, with kids, without kids, I don't know, old, young, everything in between. Every one of us, in some way, shape, or form or fashion, have experienced defeat. Maybe you've experienced defeat in your marriage. Maybe you are experiencing defeat in your relationship with your kids or your parents. Maybe you're being defeated by drugs or by alcohol or by sex or some other behavior you just can't control. And some have been defeated by their own selfish, sinful nature. Some of us have been defeated by other people. So the question is, why do we seek the living among the dead? You know, when I look out there, there's a lot of gloom and anxiety and resignation, despair. Man, you turn on the news like, whoa! Man, look around and talk to people. Well, maybe this isn't you. Are people generally happy? Well, yeah. How you doing? Fine. Really? Maybe they are. Praise Jesus. maybe they're not. And they're hiding. There's so many of us that life is running on that treadmill. You know, one of those circular things you see in a hamster cage? And we're just running and running and running and running, and it only stops when you actually fall off. Always running, but never getting anywhere. We're busy people. We're never quite satisfied with what we have or what we do. We want more money, we want more stuff, and we got to keep up with all our Facebook friends because they only post the things that are really cool. And I want to be just like them because they've got the life that I don't. Really? We run from one activity to another throughout the day, only to come home worn down, tired out, exhausted, and then we just do it all again next day. Wow, some of that just doesn't hold a lot of joy. And for some of us, things aren't working out as they planned, and their jobs, well, they're not paying them what they're worth, and their health is poor, their life goals have not been met, and it looks like they're not going to ever be. And so the question we have before us, why do we look for the living among the dead? Maybe it's our job, or our family, or our marriage, or financial situation. Maybe this is the first Easter that you're celebrating with a loved one called home to heaven. Or maybe you're dealing with anxiety about the future, about meeting the bills, and wondering what's happening with the world. Why do we seek the living among the dead? We know what disease and illness can do to people. We know that violence is all around us. We're conscious that death is a reality. But it's for somebody else. And then when it happens, when we face the stark reality of sin and destruction, we often wonder, just like these ladies, is life worth living? You see, these ladies, their minds are completely focused on death. And these two men are talking about life. They expected to find a dead body. Instead, they find an empty tomb and a heavenly revelation. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Maybe you're asking yourself the same question. Why should I keep going on? What's the use? Why don't I just quit? Let me give you the reason. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. And he's working in our lives today. So maybe we need to stop seeking a living among the dead and start seeking a living. You see, whatever failure you've experienced, whatever sin you've committed, God can forgive, renew, restore, and rebuild. That's what Easter's all about. This is what distinguishes Christianity from all other world religions. We're not here to pay homage to a dead founder. We're here to celebrate the one who died and who lives and who has the power to destroy even death. Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection teaches us there is no defeat that anyone can experience in life that God can't turn around into a victory. No failure that God can't turn into success. No life so broken by sin that God can't forgive and turn him into a life that will give him the glory. You see, the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus was successful. Death couldn't stop him, hell couldn't hold him, and sin couldn't beat him. So why do we seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. You see, Jesus died so that we could live. He took our place, accepting the death we deserve so that we could live with him forever. And because of his sacrifice, our lives don't end with death. And now we can celebrate, not only because he was crucified, but because he rose. Not only because he died, but because he lives. And when we gather in his name, here he is among us. As we gather to receive this meal, the simple bread and wine, we have his body and blood present among us. So why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not there. He is here. That's the great news of Easter. Christ has conquered sin, death, and the grave. He rose from the dead on Easter morning. He's alive. He's well today. He's not among the dead. He's among the living. And he offers us new life today. You see, as I figure this out, The stone wasn't rolled away so Jesus get out. No, he had already risen. The stone was rolled away so that we can take a look in and see the miracle of the empty tomb. You see, the cross and the empty tomb are reminders that God's love knows no limits, that he is willing to sacrifice on our behalf so that we don't have to live life alone. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not there. He is here. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. To God alone be the glory.